This is 90.7 WFAE News. I'm Alex Olgan. A long video was played today in Mecklenburg County Court proceedings in the case of Raekwon Borum. Borum is charged with first-degree murder of Justin Carr during protests that erupted after the shooting of Keith Lamont Scott more than 2 years ago. Jury selection is scheduled to begin this week. He's also charged with possession of a firearm by a felon. Today, defense attorneys took issue with how Borum was interrogated. Joining me now is WFAE's Sarah D'Elia, who was at the courthouse today. So first, Sarah, did Borum admit to anything in the video?
So Borum did admit to a couple of things, and this is a video where he was interrogated in September of 2016. He eventually admitted that he did have a gun with him that night that Justin Carr was killed, and he also admitted that he did at one point fire the weapon, kind of just made a gesture towards up in the air, didn't say he was pointing it at anyone, but that his firearm did go off during the course of that night.
So what do attorneys object to in the video?
So his defense attorneys say that there's some confusion, that they feel like he didn't fully understand his rights. So they were the detectives brought him in. They started the interview process. They, of course, told him of his rights and that if he wanted to speak to an attorney at any point in time, that was his right and that was he could do that. About halfway through the interview, he does say that he does want to talk to an attorney. And so while they do stop asking him questions, they didn't stop talking to him and kind of saying, you know, well, we just want you to have your chance to, you know, tell your story, make sure your side of the story is being told. And then they walk out of the room to presumably go get some legal aid for Mr. Borum. So the defense objects and says that, you know, they really didn't make it clear to him that they were no longer asking him questions. And eventually they do come back in at the request of Mr. Borum, saying that he had decided that what he wanted to do. And they ask him, do you want to keep talking to us? But they never bring back up the idea of a lawyer and if he wanted to fully, you know, commit to the interview with a lawyer present. So the defense takes issue with that.
Okay. And in previous court hearings, there have been some disruptions. Was that the case today?
So there was not any disruptions today. The judge is manning a tight ship. He is allowing reporters in the courtroom. We can take notes with our laptop. We can't be on Twitter. And once you leave the courtroom, if it's not during the break, it is a one-way exit. You are not allowed back in the courtroom. And actually, a member of the grassroots organization Charlotte Uprising tweeted a picture in court, and you're not allowed to take pictures in the courthouse. They took a picture in the courthouse and put that on Twitter, and they were subsequently banned from coming back to the courthouse for this trial.
So it does sound like the judge, like you said, is running a tight ship. Well, thank you, Sarah, for joining us. That's WFAE's Sarah D'Elia covering the trial of Raekwon Borum.
Thanks so much, Alex.